ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting topic. This is a topic that a lot of people discuss, they want to learn about. And that topic is about the characteristics of the Prophet. You know, this is a topic that is well known and a lot of books have been written on it under the heading and title of Sira-i-Nabawi. In these books, hadiths have been collected in which the characteristics, the mannerisms, even the attire, the physical features of the Prophet, you know, they have been recorded and, you know, transmitted down onto us. You know, because this is a topic that, you know, is very important, especially for Muslims. Muslims, we all love the Prophet. And, you know, it is our, one of our aspirations and wishes is that we can live like him and be like him, adopt his characteristics, because his mannerisms and his conduct, his behavior, was praised by God in the Holy Quran as being great. So people ask, are there any tangible examples about, we know that the Prophet was humble, but is there any tangible examples of his humility that you can tell us? Or we know that he was ascetic. Is there anything tangible from his life that you can inform us about that would tell us how to be ascetic like him? So today we're going to be looking at this topic. We can examine it again from the point of view of hadith and also the Quran. In one hadith, we read the following. Umar, the second caliph, he said, "I visited the Prophet, and he was sitting on a straw mat. So I sat down and saw that he was wearing a loincloth and nothing else. And the mat had made a mark on his side. I saw about a handful of barley there, and a tan hide spread out to one side of the room. And I also saw raw hide hung up. So my eyes gushed with tears. He, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, 'What is making you cry, O son of Khattab?' He said, 'O Prophet of Allah, how can I not cry when this mat has made a mark on your side? And I do not see anything in your storage other than what I see. And there are Kisra and the Caesars with their fruits and rivers, and you are a prophet and his chosen one, and this is your storage warehouse.'" Meaning this companion of the Prophet, he was surprised at the poverty and utter humility of the Prophet. The fact that, you know, there was nothing in his house, and the Prophet, this is a time when the Prophet, he had a lot of power. And, you know, he could have easily, you know, lived a very lavish and, you know, at least not a lavish lifestyle, but a comfortable lifestyle. And this person was, you know, amazed at this, and he cried. In response, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said the following: "O son of Khattab, do you not want us to have the hereafter and leave the world to them?" Indicating the fact that, you know, the more that we adopt in this world, the more of the world that we adopt, you know, the less of the hereafter we will enjoy. And Prophet being a prophet and a model for us, he showed us that, you know, we should live this way, so that we can enjoy and reap the benefits of the hereafter the more that we can. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the morals and the mannerisms and behavior of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam as a model for humanity. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.